Greetings to all of you. I am pleased to have this opportunity to reflect on today's readings on this Commitment Sunday for our annual Catholic Appeal. Notice that St. Paul says something quite remarkable. He tells us that God creates humanity in two stages. First, Adam, who became a living soul, and then Christ, the second Adam, who became a life-giving spirit. The invitation is to pay attention to those movements of God's grace that allow us to embrace this second stage of being human. St. Luke tells us specifically what graces we should look for. Look for the desire to be better, the freedom to love our enemies, to bless those who mistreat us, to give without looking for return, to stop judging others, to forgive and turn the other cheek. Do we want to pay attention to our better angels? Of course, we all do, and we wish we could be better, be more noble and more godlike. Isn't that why we come to Mass and why we pray each day? Jesus today is calling us to move away from living just for ourselves, being isolated, living souls, and accept the power and freedom He is offering to be a life-giving spirit for others, to make this world a better place. I believe this hope resides in the hearts of each one of us, the hope that we can move from living for ourselves to living for others, to live in the new world of God's kingdom. The annual Catholic Appeal captures this aspiration so well, reminding us that together we bring hope. Together we bring hope by supporting struggling parish communities, schools, religious education, and ministry formation programs and respect for life and peace initiatives in the Archdiocese. Together, through our sacrificial gifts, we bring hope as we support Catholic Relief Services, which assists those suffering from illnesses, natural disasters, and the ravages of war. I invite you to pay attention to the movements in your heart to be a better human being, to really believe that by giving His life on the cross, which we celebrate in the Eucharist, Christ is creating us and empowering us to live in His image as a human being who is a life-giving spirit. As your financial circumstances permit, please join me and other Catholics in becoming a pilgrim of hope by making a gift to the annual Catholic Appeal. Once your parish meets its goal, proceeds will return to your parish to support its mission in your local community. As you now move to celebrating the Eucharist, I ask you to pay attention to the grace Christ is giving you to be a better person. Believe that He is giving you the power to offer self-sacrificing love and service to others. And then together, let us bring hope to a wounded world. Your pastor will now walk you through the instructions for making a pledge and a contribution to the appeal. I want to thank you for your support and assure you of my prayers for you and your loved ones.